on again, off again throughout its history. The Keystone XL pipeline off again with the new administration. Joining us to talk about it and the economic ramifications, especially for our state, SMU energy economist Bud Weinstein. Well, you know, this has been on again, off again for so long, Bud. I'm trying to remember now. I can't even remember to when this all began. When did we start going into to working on the idea of the Keystone XL pipeline to begin with? How old is that project?
It's 11 years old. That's when it was first proposed.
Okay.
As you say, it's been on again, off again. Biden said during the campaign that one of the first things he would do was revoke the permit. And lo and behold, that's exactly what he did yesterday afternoon.
Okay, so what does that do to the pipeline that's already built between Cushing and our Gulf Coast? Does that mean that's going to be dismantled so Burlington Northern can start hauling it in again?
No, that part pipeline is actually up and running. There is another Keystone pipeline, the original Keystone pipeline, that has been pumping oil down to the Gulf Coast for a long time. The Keystone XL would have added additional capacity and brought several hundred thousand more barrels of crude from Alberta down to the Gulf Coast. It looks like that's not going to happen, although there are some members of Congress who say they are going to push legislation that would approve construction of that pipeline. I don't think that's going to succeed, but I wouldn't count the project completely dead yet.
Well, if all we're really doing, Bud, that's a great illustration. If all we're really doing here is expanding capacity, what's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is that it has some real implications for North American energy security and also for America's energy dominance. Remember, we've become the number one oil-producing country in the world. You put Canada and the United States together, and we're almost as big as OPEC. And a lot of that crude oil that comes out of Alberta is either processed in Texas refineries or it goes into the export market. And last year, we actually exported more crude oil than we imported. We've never been there before. So there are lots of implications the U.S. and for Texas in particular.
What I really meant is, what is the big deal to the left? If that's the only difference, if we're already using a pipeline to get the oil here from Alberta, then why are they so opposed to increasing the capacity?
President Biden wants to throw a bone to the environmentalists. Environmentalists believe if they can kill the pipelines, they can kill the industry. But as you suggested, the only thing this veto will do is encourage more shipments of oil by rail out of Canada down to the Gulf Coast. That's more expensive and it's more dangerous.
That was the point I was making. You know, originally this all got held up by Nebraska, home state of Warren Buffett, who owns Burlington Northern. I mean, I'm sorry. I just think that we got a lot of billionaires who've been getting their way for a long time with the Democrat Party.
Well, I'm concerned about all the people who are going to lose jobs. TC Energy has already announced 1,000 workers will be laid off. There will be many other thousands affected by this. It's merely optics. It's not going to mean anything in terms of environmental policy. It's not going to reduce greenhouse gases. In fact, TC Energy said they were going to provide all the power to operate this pipeline from green energy sources. So I think it's a real kind of disappointing start to the Biden administration in terms of energy policy.
All right, sir. Always good to talk to you. Thank you. SMU energy economist Bud Weinstein joining us here on News Radio 740 KTRH.